this is Catherine McShane interviewing for the Swicker Cardiff Carnival 25th anniversary project. And I'm here with Ray Thoburn in Trowbridge in Cardiff. And it is the 15th of October 2014. Ray, could you spell your name for me?
R-A-Y-T-H-O-B-U-R-N.
Fab, thanks. So, what's your involvement been with Cardiff Carnival?
I tend to make the bigger puppets, the large, sometimes up to 11-foot puppets that you see going around the streets.
And when you say you make those, is that with the at the carnival camp or?
Most of the big stuff, the actual joining of the aluminium is done down the carnival camp. But we make a lot of stuff at home in preparation for it. If it's needed, depending on what we're doing.
What sort of things have you made then?
Well, I made a knight. I made Queen Elizabeth I. Made a giant mermaid. Made a lot of wings and a lot of shoulder joints for different puppets, and found new ways of making the wings and the shoulder joints as well, because the way that they were being made were a little bit difficult to use.
Is it that something you've got a background in then, or is it something you've learnt there?
I've always looked for the easiest way to do things. I've got a background in engineering, and when you're an engineer, you look for the easiest way to do things at the time with whatever you happen to have to hand.
So what's been the favourite thing that you've made?
Oh, the favourite thing. I don't know, I've enjoyed them all. I did enjoy making Queen Elizabeth I because, well, it was the first major puppet that I got to pilot. I hadn't really done much of the performance side of it before I made her. And I enjoyed the piloting side of that one. It was a lot of fun.
So how did the crowd react to your puppetry?
I made a lot of little girls scream, which is quite a laugh, really. And one gentleman that sticks out in my mind, he was clearly a disabled gentleman, and he looked all forlorn by himself. So I left the parade and went and teased him for a couple of minutes, and when I left, he was laughing. So I thought, that'll do. That's him cheered up for the day.
Oh, fab.
But yeah, I enjoy that, say, the interaction with the crowd. But just sneaking up on young children with a huge pair of hands stretched out in front of you. When they look up and see what's coming, they do scream.
So making children cry then?
Yeah, basically making children cry. It's my life's dream.
So how many have you done?
I don't know. I've not really kept a count. I've done a few over the years, but I've made stuff before Carnival that was quite big and quite meaty. I've always had a hankering to put things together and just do things, but it hasn't always been practical, it hasn't always been functional, but I've always made things and did things by hand. It's just the way I've been brought up.
And I hear that you have helped quite a few other people.
Yeah, but I don't enjoy that part of it at all. I get no thanks.
Oh, really?
not whatsoever. So I don't think I'll bother next year. I'll leave them to rot.
So, what do you enjoy most about it, about Carnival?
Well, to be honest, when I first went down, when I first walked in through the door, I felt a little bit out of place. But there was a really nice girl there called Caroline, who she came straight over to us as new faces and she really made us feel welcome. She really was. She was a star, she was that year. And we're still friends now. And she really, she proved herself to be a star, a real team player that year. And she really welcomed us on board, which was something that some of the others didn't really bother doing the first year. We were welcomed the second year by them as returning friends. But the first year, Caroline really came across and really made us feel welcome. And I was grateful for that input. Without that, I mightn't have bothered for a second year.
And is it something you're likely to continue with?
Oh, I'll continue going now. Yeah, we've been set on the right foot. And there's a lot of lovely people down there that we've gotten to know over the years. And it would be a shame if we didn't get to see them every year.
Have you got any kind of memorable moments, either kind of carnival camp or on parade?
I don't know how memorable it is, really, but there was an instance where I went up to one of the guys that was making a structure, and I pointed out a weak flaw in the design, and more or less got told, "Don't be silly, it's fine." But that person, she came and admitted that she slept on that, woke up in a cold sweat in the middle of the night and said, "That bugger's right." And she went and changed it, and that worked. That costume worked because of that. And I got thanked for that one as well, in a kind of backhanded sort of way.
Oh, well, no one likes being told that they're wrong, do they?
Well, everything else was perfect on it. It was just that one little part I could see it wasn't good if it was going to feel. I could see it wouldn't work. But she put so much effort into everything else that that little bit was just something she'd missed. One little tiny detail. But there we are. She's seen it now.
There we go. And friends you've made, you mentioned friends that you've made along the way.
Yeah, we've made some lovely friends along the way. There's one in particular. Every year, carnival camp, she comes and she actually stays here now for the duration of the carnival camp. Then a week or two after. In fact, you wonder when she's going to leave some years.
Where's she from then? Is she not from Cardiff?
No, she comes from Penzance.
Oh, right, so quite a distance then.
Quite a distance. But yeah, she comes up and she's the perfect house guest. We don't know she's there half the time. So yeah, it's always nice to see her.
And is she someone else who makes big costumes then?
She makes big costumes as well, yeah. And she does a really good job of it. She makes some belters, she does. Some real belters. Another really skillful individual. Nice to see. Nice to see the results.
And because obviously all yours are sort of very sort of big costumes. Is it really tiring by the end of the parade? Are you worn out?
It depends. The first year with Queen Elizabeth, because of the way that the elder shoulder joints had been created using various bits of steel and screws, that was a nightmare to try and get any sort of movement out of that. Because to move one area, the boxes were all turning in different directions, and they were starting to tighten up themselves, and it was becoming really difficult to move. And we had a discussion, and we decided that from then on, we wouldn't use aluminium and stuff to make the joints. We would just use a piece of rope. And from that day forward, all our costumes would be made with rope in the joints, and we've not had a single problem with any of them, any mobility anywhere. It's been a lot easier since then, hasn't it?
Mm.
A lot easier to use them.
So they're not, are they heavy?
Some of them can be, but the way that, if they're designed with enough counterbalance beneath them, they sit really well. If they're top heavy, they will tend to topple over, so you have to bear that in mind when you're making them. Make them heavier below your shoulders, so that they won't topple off or topple over.
So you can dance in them then?
Well, some of the ones I've made, you can actually hold a dance in them. some of the ones I've made have been really very big indeed. But yeah, you can dance and sing and chat around. And it was actually Caroline again. She wanted to do a... It was a bit of jiving with Queen Elizabeth I on the way up to up the big weekend. So me and Caroline, we were jiving, walking up the road. And I was dancing in this big costume. And that was a bit of fun. That was all right. That was a laugh.
Oh, great. So, would you recommend being involved in carnival to other people?
Well, yes, I would. Anybody who's got any sort of aspirations to perform in any way, shape or form should get down to carnival and just give it a try. Because at the end of the day, those people are... Each and every one of them is as different as chalk and cheese from each other. But they all come under the main heading of carnival people. And they're just a cracking bunch of guys and girls. They're a real treat to be around. It's a pleasure knowing them. A real pleasure.
Great. Thank you very much.